with the hope that we have had time to rest, although I know that it's not easy to rest when you are a politician, but December was meant for us to rest and also to bond with our families. I hope most of us, we shared quality time with our families. And I must say, last year, we did well as this committee. There was a lot of cooperation across the political parties. We ended our year with a good note. And I'm hoping even this term, we are going to open with a good note and continue to work together. And whenever there's something that is not clear from the members of this committee, the door of the chairperson of the committee is forever open. Let's not keep anything that make us irritated that would lead to us having a committee that has tensions. We don't want that. We want a very smooth sailing term. In front of us, we have an agenda that starts with opening and welcome, which I've already done. In terms of apologies, I know that I've got two apologies, one from Honorable Koyia. The second one is from the members of the EFF. Yes. Honorable Ntetwa, who is attending justice matters, and also Honorable Tu from the EFF. I understand that their organization is having an event, so they've attended such an event. So those are the four apologies that we have in front of us. So we appreciate all those that have attended the meeting. In our agenda, we've got only two items which are supposed to be a smooth sailing. I understand that some of us, we never attended the first item of the agenda, which is the consideration of the petition from ABBA team. Some of you did attend, some you didn't. But I must say, we did send this committee a copy of the report. And I know that the report doesn't contain any recommendations. And I hope we've gone through it and really get to understand what is it about. And secondly, we'll be dealing with the minutes of the last meeting. Those are the two items. But on the Abatembu issue, before I propose the way forward in terms of the report itself, I just want to allow time to you, honorable members, to make the comments in terms of the report itself. And then thereafter, even if you have a question of clarity, then it's a time for us to look to those questions of clarity, so that we clarify those that were not part of the meeting. And I will then give the proposed way forward to the petition itself. Over to you, honorable members. I know it's a very complicated petition. Yes, Honorable Sheikh.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Chair. I want to agree that it is quite complex, the issue. However, going through the report, perhaps, Chair, there's a lot of legislative issues around land. And given the nature of this petition, perhaps we should explore, you know, the fact that there's a current process within Parliament in terms of Section 25, in terms of land, perhaps we need to explore whether we need to wait for that process to unfold before we or allow this petition to run through that process, and thereafter have a look at it again. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Sister.
Thank you, Chair. I agree. We cannot do it now. Let's run simultaneously with until we get a clearance about Section 25, and then we can give a more sound judgment on that. I also think.
Okay. Honourable Sileku. Next to you, Yetet.
Chair, just one concern that in terms of your observations, 7.5, I think that issue should be clarified about a certain Mr. Majumala who is recognized as the chief. It's the same as when we were still at school where we call ourselves as concerned.
All right.
We elect ourselves. There's a lot of people that want to call themselves leaders. Mm. They are not recognized by the legitimate structures, and they want to address us. So we must, in the future, be very, very considerate and sure that people who want to address us are people that are recognized, not any John Peter and Paul, you know, who says I represent a certain clan, but you're not even recognized by a legitimate structure of a particular clan. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. No more hands. Honorable Todofu.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I was not part of the meeting, but I had time to go through this report, what was discussed in the meeting, as well as the observations made. And I think this is quite an important matter that is before this committee, especially when it deals with the issue of land and as we understand the history and the context of land in South Africa. It is quite a very important issue, a very thorny issue that we must deal with very, very diligently. Now, I agree with what Honorable Sheikh is saying about what needs to happen in respect of this particular matter. I think because there is an ad hoc committee that is examining Section 25 of the Constitution, we must then recommend, as part of the recommendation that we make, say that this matter must be referred to that committee so that it is dealt at that level, so that we avoid parallel processes. But I think what was good and important was for this committee to give audience to the petitioner, to listen to what the petitioner had got to say. And what is also good is that we invited important stakeholders, the House, the Land Claims Commission, and everybody who was important to come and get their own perspective, their point of view about the matter, which was very, very much good. But based on what I've read and understood as the discussions, I strongly recommend, as Honorable Sheikh is saying, that we must then say this matter must be taken there so that it forms part of the interactions as part of our parliament's role to resolve the land question in our country. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Let me first clarify the issue of Bab Majola, a question of clarity from you, Honorable Sileko. Luckily for us as the committee, when we picked this thing up, we decided to go and have our first meeting at O.R. Tambo, where the Ikomkhulu Labathembu is, so that we are able to link the petitioner with the whole uBukumkani bamaThembu, and we are not confused as this committee as to who are we dealing with. But it became very clear that Babu Majola, is it Majola, am I correct? is working as an individual with certain groups is not within the monarch of Abateng. So that thing on its own, we isolated it as an issue for Abateng to resolve, so that as this committee, we don't dirty our hands on matters that are outside our mandate as the committee. So we highlighted at Mthatha that we pick up that as this, but we are requesting that the monarch of Abateng must deal with the matter. If there's anything that they need to come back and report to us, they do as such. So it's a bit true that this thing of Majola is one of those people that claim themselves to be even above the current king of Abateng, which was problematic for the committee. Hence, we took that decision that this matter belongs to them. Two, the recommendation for this committee that I am proposing. Let's respond back to Babu Majola to say, because the petition itself is true that it's more about land for Abateng. Let's respond to him to say, we have looked at the matter and we have identified the fact that it is about the claiming of the land. So there's a process that is in place at National Assembly. So they must wait for that process to be concluded, so that as this committee, we use the resolve of NA in terms of responding to him, you know, because you are unable to respond to him on the issue of land when there's still a process at NA. I'm worried about Honorable Dodobu to take it to NA, because NA is no longer having a petitions committee. They disbanded such structure, and then that power was given to NCOP to deal with it. But for us, it is to wait for their process to be concluded, so that we know when we respond accurately in terms of the outcome itself. So that would be the resolve of that I am proposing to you as the committee members. We can engage on it. I do not have a problem, but it's something that will help us to respond to Babu Majola, so that he knows that the matter was discussed, it was tabled in the NCOP, and the recommendation was saying he must wait. I know in terms of his input on petition, is even undermining the process that is being taken through by NA. It's none of our business, I would say, because it's a legitimate process, it's a legal process that we respect as committee. We will still wait for it, although he does undermine it and take it as useless and whatever in terms of his presentation. That's how I think we should be responding to the matter. Over to you, honorable members. Officials can advise. I forgot also to table the apology of the researcher is not well. She went to the doctor. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. I want to agree with the way you summarized the matter. It's actually in line with the discussion that we had here. But also, if Mr. Majola is unhappy with any other process, there are other avenues of recourse that he can take, and as a citizen, he's free to do so. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. There's a hand thing.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I just wanted to raise another point that is omitted. Mr. Majola also had a complaint in the last meeting about the Premier, who's refusing to answer their grievances in terms of employment. and all the other grievances that he put into this committee. So I didn't hear anything about the Premier's involvement and what should be done by the committee regarding the Premier's office.
You know, I'm happy that you are raising the matter. The issue most, we all know the issue of employment. The issue of employment is done democratically. Posts get advertised. People apply. And after that, the process gets concluded by identifying those that have met all the necessary criteria and their performance in the panel. So we cannot at any stage as the state be held on ransom because certain person want these people to be employed because of the process to be followed.
I'm sorry, Chairperson, maybe I raise it in an incorrect way.
Okay.
I was trying to, he was complaining about the employment incentives or these economic incentives, job incentives like EPWPs and all those incentives. That is what he was complaining about, not actually employment, as employment.
Okay. You know what I did? I highlighted the key matter that he is raising. Because even those of the EPWP, there is a policy that is governing how the EPWP get to be paid when they perform whatever service, those that become participants in the program, whether it's at a municipal level or else is at a national and provincial level. There is a policy that is guiding that, not unless he is challenging that there should be a repeal of any of those in terms of payment of such people. And remember, that thing is not a full-time employment, is a project of alleviating poverty. We can respond to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
His complaint actually was that they are not getting those opportunities, EPWP opportunities in the communities that he is from, and communities are surrounding him.
Okay.
They are not getting such opportunities. That was his complaint.
Okay. Do you want to say something? Okay, you covered. Okay, we'll respond to those in our recommendations going to the House when we present our report. All those will be taken into consideration. Any other matter? Okay, thanks. We are then concluding the item as such that will be responding to Babu. First, we'll be tabling the report and also respond to Babu Machola in line with all the issues that is raising, the issue of land, the issue of employment, the issue of housing projects that is talking about, which all those things are governed with legislation of government. So clarify him so that if you want then to take the matter further than the petitions committee, he can do so. On that first one, we have dealt with it. Thank you very much, honorable members. Now in front of you, we've got point two, where we have minutes of the last meeting. Minutes first, the first page is that those that were present and those that have apologized, as we have requested the officials to do so. Page 2 deals with the elections of the committee chairperson. It was one agenda, okay. And then after that, we have those that were present. Those are only three pages. Can we then ask for anyone who is agreeing with what is in front of us as minutes of the meeting. Honorable Slegu?
I'm just checking who was present. I think the chair was not.
The first page tells you who were present and those that were absent.
Teto was present.
Yes.
Mola, Oye, and Vandamela.
I move for the adoption.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable and Honorable Ola. So that takes care of the agenda of the day. I therefore declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.